Envision Quaint Shop selling wooden shoes, a tulip festival, and a soon-to-be-built visitor center, which will accompany the 1850s-style Dutch windmill in Littleshoot. This week, the Bolt Construction Company and a firm from the Netherlands lifted the final pieces of the windmill into place. Three-year-old Lucas Verstegen was there to watch.
They'll go hook it up.
Lucas's grandmother is Mary Verstegen, who says her husband's ancestor was one of the first settlers to come from Holland to Littleshoot.
Hopefully it all works out. Yeah.
Do you think it will bring the hoped-for economic vitality to Littleshoot?
I hope so, because my son owns Jet's Pizza right over there.
The man behind the windmill is Lucas Verbaai, who brought a team from Holland to lift the pieces into place with a giant crane. His company builds and restores similar windmills in the Netherlands and did a project in Pella, Iowa 10 years ago. He says windmills are a big draw on both continents.
So it really adds, and wait till it turns, you know. So it's now still a static building. In 2 weeks it will turn and it will spin with the canvas sails. And yeah, then it will be even more attractive and more beautiful to see.
Littleshoot's windmill will be functional. The community is interviewing potential volunteers to operate a grist mill with the idea of getting a local bakery to use the flour for artisanal breads. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.